weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge Open Studios is one of the oldest open studio events in the country. It has its roots in the 1960s when a small group of artists invited local people to visit their studios and see how the art was produced as part of a movement to demystify arts and make them available to all. Artists open their studios across 4 weekends in July, and to tell me more, I'm joined by Marion Curtis. She's a director of Cambridge Open Studios, also their membership secretary, and is going to be exhibiting herself. Hello, Marion.
Hello, Julian.
You've been here for about the past couple of hours or so, haven't you? Keen to get in.
I like to be early.
Yeah, that's always good. Good to see you. So tell me, you know, how long have you been involved in Open Studios yourself?
Well, I joined Open Studios about 8 years ago, in what I would call the old days. And I'd no sooner joined when they had some financial problems in that they lost Arts Council funding, which was not a really good thing. We had a good think about it. We had a new the Way Forward committee, and we all decided we'd very much like it to continue. So I volunteered to be membership secretary. So we run with a group of volunteers, and that's what makes it, you know, so successful.
It's always dangerous volunteering, really, isn't it? You never quite know what you might have to, to do next.
I must say, I thought I'd just be sort of managing an Excel spreadsheet, but it has grown and grown and grown. And we have almost 500 members. We've grown the membership quite significantly in the last few years.
And going back maybe to those 8 years, what made you want to join in the first place? What's in it for the artist, really?
Well, for me, I was busy working. I was an art and textiles teacher. Spent my life busy, you know, working, having a family. And I realised I'd never have the body of work to approach a gallery, for instance. And so Open Studios is great because you can just open up your studio and wait and people come. And we're a totally non-selective organisation. In theory, we're not even a selling organisation, which might sound a bit bizarre, but it's about opening up your studio for the public to see how the work's made, chat to you and so forth. And for many people, going to, you know, these high-end galleries, it can be quite intimidating, whereas going to someone's house, you know, you get to know people, you develop a following.
That's a good chance to nose around as well whilst you're there.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I've got quite a long garden, and a remarkable number of people mention, you know, oh, you've got 4 garden sheds. Well, yes, I have.
I noticed there's some open gardens going on as well this weekend, so you could maybe combine the two.
Yeah, we've helped support that as well, yes.
Mm. So tell me, of the membership, how many of them will actually be exhibiting? Do people sort of chop and change in 1 year exhibit?
The membership itself does fluctuate a little bit. People come in for a year or two, then drop out. They might leave the area, or are perhaps not well enough to continue. You know, there are all sorts of reasons. Mm. And typically, about 2/3 of the membership will participate, as we call it, every year.
And tell me about the members. Do you have a range? I'm wondering if there's some people who are maybe just starting out, and as you say, maybe don't necessarily have the body of work, and maybe others who are quite prolific and maybe do across town exhibit in some gallery somewhere.
We absolutely have all the range from people who are actually literally making their living from their art, and people like me who only have enough time to exhibit once or twice a year.
That's tricky. I suspect it's quite a time-consuming thing, because if you're busy showing people around your studio, you're not necessarily being able to create the work that you then want to show.
Oh, it's not so bad. In fact, many of our studios are what we call working studios. So I'll be working in my studio.
So there's a chance to see people
absolutely
actually having a go.
Yes. But we often have students doing A-level art who'll come to chat. You have people who are just nosying and see what you make, perhaps to glean some ideas. People come and chat.
And you work in textiles yourself?
Yes, I do textiles and jewellery.
Okay.
I've got 2 strings.
I noticed you're wearing a necklace. Is that one of yours?
Yes,
which
it
you're
is.
Doing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So are they very different sort of disciplines between
yes,
the two?
Yes, they are. I taught textiles all my life. I did a degree originally, but I've always been interested. Well, I taught design technology, so I've done all sorts of things, you know, and I like working with metal and particularly shiny crystals and lovely, lovely pearls. And this year I'm doing a come and make your own earrings thing, just to differentiate myself from other studios, maybe.
Oh, I like the sound of that. So there is a sort of a hands-on opportunity with you at least, maybe some others.
Yeah, lots of people, they like your work and perhaps will commission something. Some people do open studios simply because they want some feedback on their work, that they're starting out and they like to interact with the public for that. And sometimes people will offer little courses and so forth. So you get involved with the public like that.
Now, I know that if people want to find out who is exhibiting and just importantly where they're exhibiting, there's these wonderful brochures and obviously
Absolutely,
also the website as well. How do people find them? I presume they're independent shops. I've seen a few
around. Well, they're all over the place. Believe it or not, we've had 47,000 printed and distributed all around the county. If you're a participating exhibitor, you're actually obliged to have around 100 guides. You can have more if you like, but you have a few and you just take them around. Anywhere you go, you pop them into coffee shops, post offices, anywhere you can think of.
In order to spread the word. And of course, there's also these banners up at various points around the city to let people know what's going on.
Yeah, we're lucky again that our publicist, Joe Richards, has managed to... it's been a bit of a complicated process, but we have actually got the lamppost banners again. Yes.
And what was the problem? the lamppost being taken down and replaced halfway through, is possible.
I probably don't want to go into all the detail, but the planning permission came. It did come eventually, yes. But
it's a tricky one, isn't it? I'm sure they're safely secured, but you don't want a banner falling on top of somebody walking past the lamppost or anything like that. And the other thing about these brochures is, I suppose people can sit down and they can plan a route, can't they? Because not everybody is open every weekend, is
no,
that right?
No, that's right. Typically, you'll see people coming into your garden or house holding the guide, and we do believe people keep them from year to year. At my house on Pern Road, people come on bicycles quite often and, you know, come and have a look round, and they've obviously got a little route marked out and they'll do the villages like that, you know, perhaps factoring going to a pub for lunch or something. Yeah.
Oh, that is a very, very good, good plan. So when are you open? Are you doing all four weeks or just a couple of them?
No, I've actually just come back from holiday, so I decided I'd open up at weekends 2, 3 and 4. But I'm with a group of artists in the Coleridge area. We've had our own little flyer printed, and that's been distributed here, there and everywhere. And lots of other areas do that. For instance, the people in Ely and East Chesterton and so forth.
It does stretch out quite a bit, not just the city of Cambridge.
No,
is
it's
it?
The whole of Cambridge. I can honestly say it's from one end of the county to the next.
Right.
Yeah. It's difficult to get exhibiting space in the centre, but people, you know, they develop their own clientele, and it's obvious that people will travel to go to some studios if... They basically, they see what they like in the guide and think they'll have a go.
I mentioned earlier that I know there's a sprinkling of them around around our studios in Gwydir Street, both in Gwydir Street and in some...
our little yellow flags.
Yes, you can see them. It's quite...
I've got the job of posting them out to people.
Oh, have you? That's part of the membership. So see, it's a volunteering thing, you see.
Yes.
Once you get in there, you're done for.
Well, I organised a new members party at Girton College, which was lovely, so I hand out some then and I post out the rest, yeah. Well, it's a great organisation with I've met some lovely people, and the management team are great. I mean, they do it all from the goodness of their hearts, really. Mm-hmm. And we also manage with a few paid consultants who support us as well.
So it's running through July, basically, every weekend through July. Yes. And details, just Google Cambridge Open Studios. I know it pops up very quickly for details.
Cam Open Studios. You can actually download an electronic version of the guide from the website if you want to pop it on your phone or tablet. And you can actually search by area. Yeah, so there's lots of opportunities to find studios, or simply just go around and look for those yellow flags.
That's very useful. Well, Marianne, thank you very much for coming in. I should mention to people that we're following Cambridge Open Studios on Summer Saturday through July. You'll also hear some interviews through the week. And if you look on our website, cambridge105.com, Newhome.fm. You can listen again to the first two interviews which Neil Whiteside has been out to do, and they are with Naomi Davis and also with Leslie Cook and Marianne Lister O'Shea. So they're both on the website at the moment, Cambridge105.fm, if you want to take a listen to that. But Marianne, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.